made it tonight to study God's Word with us. I want to begin just asking you a question to consider. What is our goal as Christians? When I ask that, I'm not thinking necessarily of, you know, the thing that we're looking forward to or striving for at the end, the reward of heaven. That's not what I'm talking about. What, when it comes to how do we identify ourselves and how do we look at ourselves, view ourselves, and how do we explain ourselves to other people who are either religious or non-religious? What is our goal in those types of situations? Jesus says in John chapter 8, this, verse 31, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Our goal is to, there we go. Our goal is to just be disciples of Jesus. The word disciple, of course, means a follower, a learner after the master. And how do we define that? And how do we know that we are Jesus' disciples? Well, Jesus gives us a pretty clear-cut definition here, that if we abide in his word, if we continue in his teachings and what he says, then we are truly his disciples. A few weeks ago, I did a lesson on what it means to be a non-denominational Christian. And in that lesson, we talked about going back to the beginning of Christianity and defining what non-denominational means by just going back to the beginning. This idea of non-denominational today is a lot of times taken to be interdenominational, that we just accept any doctrine, doesn't matter what it is. But to truly be non-denominational is to go back to the time when there were no denominations. And so our goal is not just to be non-denominational disciples, but to be disciples. And being non-denominational falls under that because we read nothing in the Bible of denominations. But our number one goal, as we identify ourselves, we think about ourselves, is just to be Jesus' followers and disciples by abiding in his word. This evening, I want to think more about that, and particularly I want us to think about this idea of going back to the beginning. What does it mean to go back to the beginning, to restore New Testament discipleship? Going back to the beginning is it's really at the heart of what's sometimes called restoration. And sometimes I don't care for that kind of terminology for a few reasons, as we'll get into the lesson. Maybe those will come out. But I want to ask the question, where does this idea of going back to the beginning and restoring New Testament discipleship come from? Is this just a Church of Christ idea that we're trying to restore the church or restore New Testament Christianity? Is it just a tradition, or is there something else going on here? Let me just begin by sharing with you a little bit of brief history. I know that whenever you came here tonight, you were really looking forward to going through church history. But I think this is an important part of our discussion as we think about just being disciples of Jesus. Have you ever heard the slogan, "Speak where the Bible speaks and be silent where the Bible is silent"? I'm seeing a lot of nods. Where does that come from? Have you ever heard the slogan, "Call Bible things by Bible names"? Yes, you've probably heard that. Or, "Do God's work in God's way." Or, "No creed but Christ. No book but the Bible. No name but Jesus' name." All of those slogans are slogans that were used in the early 1800s in America in what's now known as the American Restoration Movement. The American Restoration Movement. And what this movement